Russia to Ruse. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Moscow claiming yesterday it was pulling back some of its troops near the borders of Ukraine, but it may just be the opposite.
Sources tell Fox News that despite Russian claims about moving its forces back from the Ukrainian border, the Kremlin is actually moving those troops forward, an ominous signal of threat, if not intention, from Moscow. This as U.S. intelligence reports increased cyber attacks in Kyiv, an expected prelude to a possible hot war.
Fox's Kevin Cork in Washington speaking from the White House. President Biden yesterday repeated his threat of severe sanctions against Russia if there is an invasion.
To the citizens of Russia, you are not our enemy. And I do not believe you want a bloody, destructive war against Ukraine, a country and a people with whom you share such deep ties of family, history, and culture.
Russia's President Putin says he doesn't want war and would welcome a dialogue with the West. Military leaders from the NATO nations are meeting now in Brussels. The administration is telling Congress it needs an additional $30 billion to continue the fight against COVID-19. The request reportedly includes $18 billion for vaccines, $5 billion for testing, and more than $3.5 billion to prepare for future variants. By the weekend, the government won't be able to spend any money unless the Senate passes a stopgap spending bill already passed by the House. But some GOP senators want to defund enforcement of the administration's vaccine mandate. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I remain optimistic that both sides will keep working together on drafting legislation to fund the government so it can fully serve the American people while keep us safe here at home.
Three school board members in San Francisco have been recalled by the voters, upset the board focused on social media matters during the pandemic rather than getting kids back in school. America is listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. Sheriff of Harris County, Texas, says two of his deputies were shot and wounded Tuesday night in a confrontation with a gunman in the town of Katy. They're now in fair condition and with non-life-threatening injuries, but the sheriff says it was close.
One sustained a gunshot wound to his leg, and then a second wound was a grace wound to his head, which, again, just very, very fortunate. Because it could have clearly been a fatal wound.
Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says the deputy shot and killed the suspect, who was out on bail from an earlier arrest. The Los Angeles County Sheriff says a week-long operation has freed 80 victims of human trafficking and sexual exploitation, 34 suspects, and as many as 200 customers arrested in the days before the Super Bowl. Attorneys for Virginia Giuffre are expected to ask a judge in New York City today to dismiss her lawsuit against Britain's Prince Andrew, whom she claims had sex with her at Jeffrey Epstein's urging when she was just 17. The prince, who's denied the charges, is expected to donate millions to a charity Giuffre has set up. Big fire overnight on Long Island in the area known as Rockville Center. A fuel tanker overturned, skidded into a building, then burst into flames, fuel leaking into the sewer, burning for blocks. The literary world has lost an icon.
Author and satirist P.J. O'Rourke has died. His publisher says he had been ill in recent months but didn't specify his cause of death. Born Patrick Jane O'Rourke in Toledo, Ohio, he's credited with refashioning gonzo journalism of the 60s into a brand of conservative and libertarian commentary. His commentaries were published in Rolling Stone. He served as editor-in-chief of the National Lampoon and had a brief run on 60 Minutes, representing the conservative take on Point Counterpoint. His books included Give War a Chance, None of My Business, and Cry from the Middle. O'Rourke was 74.
Fox's Rich Dennison. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.